Hey, Warriors. Get ready to kick abuse to the curb with Rise Above the Abuse, the ultimate podcast for survivors itching to break free for good. I'm Gina Lusardi, your fearless guide. We're dishing out raw stories, powerful tips, and badass strategies to help you reclaim your power. It's time to flip the script on abuse and your own comeback. But before we jump in, get your dose of inspiring stories, empowering tips, and kick butt strategies by hitting that subscribe button. And let's turbocharge your journey. Your voice ignites our flame. Share your thoughts. Send in those reviews. Because your feedback is the secret sauce that fuels our mission of resilience. How do you extract the lessons in your life? Hi, this is Gina, here to help you rise above the abuse. This isn't the advice of your baby's, daddy's, aunt, or mama. No, it is advice of wise counsel. And that wise counsel is the great I am. God has been with you all along. We have a tendency not to listen to him and to his instructions. Was there abuse in your relationship? That was him saying, get out. Did that person make you feel like a big pile of, you know what? That was him saying, get out. He has been there all along. We just don't look for him. Oh, but we pray to him to help us fix the situation. Girl, he did answer you. Proverbs 19, 20 and 21 says, listen to advice and accept instruction so that you may gain wisdom in your future. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Pretend you are being interviewed by someone and they are asking you these exact questions about the areas of your life. Areas about your life you wished never happened. You need to think of the person with and the events that happened and about your own involvement. So, grab yourself a notepad and then answer these questions. What are some of the most important lessons you have learned over the course of that situation? What kind of advice might you give to another person going through the exact situation you're going through? Do you have any advice about finding fulfilling relationships with yourself and others? Were there turning points in your life, key events or experiences that changed its course and sent you in a different direction? What have you learned from the important choices or decisions you've made? What do you think you know now about living a happy and successful life that you didn't know 5 or 10 years ago? Apply these questions in your life, not just a certain event, but over your whole life. Write them down. What do you see? I bet you see a lot of eye-opening lessons you've missed, and I bet that you realize how amazing you really are. Hey, can you take a couple seconds to subscribe to this channel if you haven't already subscribed? It's important to know that life is always teaching us what we need to know. It is up to us to see what that lesson is. If you don't learn that lesson quickly, you will repeat the test. God has you, and God is always answering your prayers. You just have to be open to seeing the answer, even when it is not the one you want. Be sure to sit down and interview yourself by answering those 5 questions. You'll be amazed at what comes out of it. And I want to leave you with this. It's Proverbs 10:17. Whoever heeds instruction is on the path to life. But he who rejects reproofs leads others astray. So in other words, heed instructions, you are on the path to a good life. But if you reject the instructions, you will be led astray. Remember, I'm rooting for you, and I'm always here, right here, to help you rise above the abuse.
Massive thanks for being part of this empowering tribe. Did you miss out on any of our past episodes? No worries. Head over to our YouTube channel, Rise Above the Abuse, for an extra dose of empowerment. While you are there, be sure to subscribe, like, and join the journey with our fellow warriors. Until our next rendezvous, keep smashing those chains by rising above the abuse.